The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Love should not cost the earth. So, how to enjoy St. Valentine's Day in a more sustainable way. With me is Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Give me some of the stats about Valentine's Day and why it's not very sustainable.
It's really not. I always feel like I'm in here being a Debbie Downer on these days, but look, Valentine's Day is so wasteful. If people just want to get their heads around it, let's say in the US alone, there's going to be 36 million boxes of heart-shaped chocolate sold. In the UK, there'll be 25 million cards sold and then thrown away, greeting cards that just say, I love you, and thrown into the bin. It's an absolutely massively wasteful day. Flowers, obviously, are the big one. 250 million cut flowers will be sold. It's about 30% of the global sales of cut flowers each year. It's a massive, massive generator. And then you have all the other things, the stuffed toys, the balloons, all the fluff and the fancy. So it's a big occasion. There's a lot of money spent and it's extremely wasteful.
Now, how can we be more sustainable? Let's start with the chocolates.
Yes, chocolates are probably the go-to and everyone might be grabbing a box this afternoon on their way home. And look, I've spoken about chocolate before, but just to remind people, chocolate, most of the world's cocoa comes from Ghana and the Ivory Coast. And there, the farmers are being paid less than a dollar a day, way below any kind of living wage. It's also a supply chain that is riddled with child slave labour. So most of the chocolate brands that we're eating every night with our cup of tea have child labour in their supply chains, and very little is being done to actually solve that. So Tony's Chocolonely is a brand I absolutely love and support. They have 10 times less child labour cases in their supply chains. They work really, really hard to identify those cases and work with the farmers, pay them a living wage. And you can pick up Tony's pretty much everywhere now, and they have amazing flavours. In Ireland, Butlers are doing great things. Not only are they a member of Origin Green, which is a great sustainable certification, when you go in and get your chocolate and you get your lovely little truffle wrapped in it, they've actually swapped that from plastic to a recyclable packaging, which will be rolled out this year, which is fantastic. That's going to save about 15 tons of waste every year. So Irish brands are doing their bit too. So support Irish chocolate. We have loads of great Irish chocolatiers. You'll get them everywhere. It just takes a little bit of effort to maybe not pick up the big standard brands.
What about the flowers? I mean, the dozen red roses, that kind of thing, coming from the Netherlands, I suppose.
Yes,
or
and
beyond.
I definitely don't want to be the person or the reason that someone doesn't get their roses tomorrow. But look, again, it's just keeping these things in mind. Like I mentioned, 250 million flowers have been, you know, will be sold on this day. They're not flowers that are just growing in nature. They're forced. They have an enormous amount of pesticides used in them. Those chemicals are going into water. Systems, extremely wasteful. So if you are going to buy flowers, why not buy something seasonal? Tulips are stunning. They're in season. There's lots of local flowers and local florists that you can support who will be picking wildflowers and things that are grown locally and aren't going to have that massive carbon impact.
Now, you mentioned the cards earlier, and some of them are quite extravagant in size and ambition.
Yes, and then they play music and they have little attachments to them and everything. And again, great fun, but you know, if you're just going to open the card and literally put it straight into the bin, it's a massive, massive cost, first of all, and it's a waste. So I always say it's nice to maybe write someone, you know, a special email, a nice poem, bring poetry back. And if you are going to, you know, invest in a card, again, Irish and recyclable. There are really great recyclable cards. You just need to check the back and make sure that it can be recycled generally.
Now, we talk regularly about food waste. Is it excessive on St. Valentine's Day?
It is. It's a day for food waste, not only in restaurants, because a lot of people will be going out and buying maybe set menus where their eyes are bigger than their tummy. So that's something to keep in mind. Again, very expensive. And then at home, you know, last night I was on social media and I saw a lot of supermarkets promoting these dine-in deals, which come with, you know, courses and courses and courses, lots of packaging. So again, I would say maybe don't get drawn into those. Maybe do something a little bit simpler. Keep an eye on your food waste. 700 euros worth of food we are throwing out every single year in Ireland. So don't make tomorrow that 100 euro on top of us.
So every household throws out 700 euros.
Anyway, every year.
Now, gifts, people like, as you mentioned earlier, the soft toys, the teddy bears. And of course, they're probably fundamentally plastic, are they?
They're all plastic, absolutely. And they're going straight into landfill. And you know, all of those things take between 100 and 500 years to degrade. A balloon, if you give somebody a balloon tomorrow, it's going to take 450 years to degrade, which is just mind-blowing. That balloon is going to be here way long after your great-grandchildren are. So again, stay away from those things. Look to experiences. There's so many great Irish getaways that you can support. You can do things for free. Why not bond with your partner and go for a sea swim this weekend and go for a sauna? So look for experiences. Look for things that aren't just plastic things that are going to go into the bin afterwards.
So you want to get your partner's heart racing. Not a kiss, but a swim.
Exactly. Perfect. That's the way to do it.
All right, Jo Linhan, climate editor of the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.